It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seed bed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit caseih.com/tracks.
As the rain fell from a gray sky over Aurora, Illinois yesterday, a crowd estimated at 1,700 stood in prayer at a community vigil to remember the five people killed Friday in a manufacturing plant shooting. They stood outside the plant where the shooting had taken place as members of the clergy led prayers for the families who had lost their loved ones. They prayed also for the workers who survived the horrors of the plant shooting, and they prayed for the law enforcement officers who went into that plant, putting their lives on the line to stop the shooting. Another vigil is planned for this afternoon in Aurora, Illinois. That Aurora tragedy puts gun laws and gun law enforcement in the news once more. Tennessee has seen a significant increase in gun thefts from cars. Nashville saw a 70% increase in firearms stolen from vehicles between 2016 and 2018. Statewide in Tennessee, there was an 85% increase over 2 years in guns stolen from cars and trucks, firearms that are often used later in the commission of crimes. From This Week in Agribusiness, all this week it's National FFA Week in honor of that outstanding youth development organization, once known as the Future Farmers of America, founded 91 years ago. The Lone Star State of Texas has the most FFA members, 120,000 or so. California has 87,000. Nebraska has fewer than 8,000. The state of Maine has 368 FFAers. Some of you will remember when we separately celebrated in February the birthdays of Presidents Abraham Lincoln and then George Washington. Then about 50 years ago, President's Day became a federal holiday, meaning that many government offices would close. The day was originally established as Washington's birthday back in the 1880s, but then it became viewed as a time to recognize all presidents. My quote for this Monday, and I think this could apply in many vocations, avocations, simply in the living of our lives, but it comes from March Madness. Well, almost. It's the run-up to March Madness for sure. After his Wildcats out-rebounded and beat Tennessee Saturday night, the Kentucky basketball coach said, attempting to rebound was key. The more you try to rebound, the more you will rebound, he said. Attempt is just effort. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.